This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Now, abuse of some kind may often or occasionally be used as an excuse for UFO abduction. Somebody is sexually abused, they say E.T. did it. Isn't that correct?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that it's easier to blame anything else than it is yourself. That's human nature. And what happens is if somebody gets caught, they will jump to the strangest explanations. We had one house that, I mean, there was obviously child abuse going on. We finally ended up getting law enforcement. But there's always a possibility of other things, too. You know, for example, the house I'm talking about, we said, okay, well, you know, we know this is going on. Is there any other issues we may need to know about the house? And they're like, well, there used to be a meth dealer in the house, and he used to store it here. We used to have hundreds of pounds of meth sitting in the house all the time. And it's like, well, you know, that would have been something interesting to bring up at the beginning of this. So we understood that there was a possibility that everybody was slightly methed out when this was happening, too. But they were blaming the demons. Literally. In fact, one woman said that she'd actually been accosted by a demon. When you actually talk to them about it, it kind of falls apart. But people do everything they can to not take fault of their own.
Deflect.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you know, that's interesting that you should say that. Now, we were talking a little bit about this just prior to the show. Academics like, say, David Halperin, who we've had on as a guest more than once, has suggested that some of these phenomena are the result of human discord, just like you're saying, that affects, now this is going out into the fringe a bit, that affects the collective consciousness in a way that it manifests them in a subjective rather than objective manner. So he tends to associate conflict and times of turmoil and strife with the prevalence of these phenomena. Have you seen an increase in paranormal activity during this pandemic?
Well, and I think that you may have hit a nail on the head there, that the stress is high. People tend to fall back on their cultural beliefs, their cultural biases. And right now, especially here, the beliefs are in all things paranormal. So as people have been locked down, not allowed to do things, lose control of their lives, have I seen an increase in claimed paranormal activity? Yes. But the bulk of the activity has been extremely explainable.
Right. So you have more people are watching Netflix or television and they're turning on these paranormal shows. More people are actually doing alcohol or drugs. I know that in British Columbia, the deaths from overdoses actually exceeded those from COVID-19 because people couldn't get their usual supply because of the way that the routes that
right.
normally bring them in are all closed down. And so, yeah, if you put all these things together, along with the general angst and frustration of being cooped up with people that you need a break from now and then, I can see how there's definitely ripe ground for people to need something to deflect on.
Well, absolutely. And, I mean, you also have to take into the consideration of if you take somebody and lock them in one specific place for a long period of time, they start noticing things that they never would have before. It goes back to that answer of, why do people only report ghostly activity at their house at night? Because they're only at home at night to notice things that are going on, whatever they are. Well, now, people are at home all the time. So we're starting to get people saying, you know, during the day, this happened. How do you explain it? Like, well, 6 months ago, you weren't at home during the day. So if there were any noises, now you don't know what those noises are associated with because it's not something you're familiar with. So you need to be able to look at those before you jump to the conclusion of, you know, ghost, demon, whatever it may be, and say, hey, what in my house could be making that noise?
Especially after you kick the wall in a couple of times in frustration.
Exactly. And, you know, one quick one that'll kind of show you how the cultural explosion of paranormal beliefs has taken over. I may have told you this one before. We went to a house that they were claiming there was a demon in the house, which isn't that uncommon to say. And when we got there, it was a woman and her young son. And she starts talking about all this activity, and I said, can we stop for a second? I said, should he really be here for this? He's younger. He's probably really easy to be influenced. And, you know, we don't want to give this poor kid nightmares. And she's like, oh, no, no, he's at the center of it.
Oh, like, great.
I'm like, what do you mean? And she says, it lives in his room. And I said, what does? And she says, have you ever watched the show Paranormal State? And I said, unfortunately, I've seen a couple of episodes. Why? And she said, you know the demon that follows the lead investigator around? I said, yeah, his name's Belial. What about him? And she said, that's what's in his bedroom. I said, you guys watch every paranormal TV show that's out, don't you? And they're like, oh, we love that stuff. And I said, well, here's the deal. Go outside, read a book, play some games, stay away from the paranormal stuff. There's no demon in your kid's room. You guys are just freaking yourselves out. And she did not like that answer. I think.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I think eventually she took on to it anyway, and it worked. Mm-hmm. But that's the thing, is people believe so much in... You know, it's that cultural thing, and it really depends on, you know, what your mindset is, too, because I like to think I'm not as influenced by that sort of thing. I mean, I watch horror movies constantly. I read about the paranormal. I watch paranormal, you know, documentaries and TV shows, and, you know, whenever something falls off the wall or I see something out of the corner of my eye, I still don't jump to the conclusion that it's a demon coming to get me. I come to the conclusion of, gee, I wonder what that was. I'm going to go find out.
And that is as it should be. I have a couple of questions for you, just, you know, seeing as we've got you on and you're the expert on things that happen and explaining them. Now, okay, these are some weird little things that have been happening to me lately. I've gone through a long period here where nothing at all has happened. So recently, all of a sudden, I'm driving along and my car headlights just go off completely. Fortunately, there was some street lamps and I could see where I was on the road. They just stopped working, then they came back on. I don't know how to explain it. Then the car volume control and my radio stops working. I get home, and I'm thinking, well, that's kind of weird, but it's probably just some malfunction in the auto electric. That can be a nightmare as it is. But then my touch lamps in my house start coming on and activating all by themselves. So I'm like, oh, not this again, because, you know, there's this whole cult of people who think that touch lamps are somehow, you know, methods of communicating with the afterworld.
Yeah.
So I get up, and I go outside my room, and I look into where my computer room is, and all of a sudden my PC wakes up out of sleep all by itself.
Well, you know what? With a Windows PC, you can expect anything. That's why some of us use Macs. It's a little more predictable. I'll have to ask you about the touch lights, though. That is an alien world. I need a further explanation before I hear Brian's explanation. But to do that, we've got to pause. The pause that refreshes. Brian, Gene, and Randall, you're in.
The Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First game Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy to transport, easy to conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense, super food, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots. And the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We never allow refreshments here. We've had a couple of guests who decided to have refreshments. But Randall, explain this. What is this touch light you're talking about?
Okay, touch lamps, and this is the one I was going to ask specifically, because I think, you know, maybe I walked and maybe like, you know, your example with, I've got hardwood, maybe there was some vibration came along, went under the table, caused, but actually my mouse doesn't actually activate it. So because it's a laser mouse and the light is off, the only way to activate it is to press one of the buttons. You actually, it has to be a physical button that you touch and press. So I'm still not sure why my PC turned on. But the touch lamps, they're kind of interesting because you know what they are. They're usually a brass type lamp and they're dimmable by just touching them once. They come on, you touch them again, they brighten up. Touch them again, they brighten up some more. Touch them one more time and they go off.
Oh, I really need that. Let me go out and buy a couple.
Oh, they're really great. I love them. Except for every once in a while, they will come on by themselves for I don't know why. Do you know why they do that, Brian?
I can give you a real high-level explanation of that. Is the way that those things work, if there's any variance in the power coming to them, both in the voltage and or the quality of the power that's coming to them, they can turn on, off, up, down pretty easily. It's a kind of a common occurrence, which is why I think that they've been adopted by the paranormal types, because it's something that has a very random pattern to it.
So the key here is that if something isn't perfect, it's paranormal.
Exactly. Are you guys familiar with the flashlight communications that they were doing?
I wouldn't. Let's hear. Let's talk about that. I suspect as much as well, Brian, to tell you the truth, that, you know, it's got to be something in the power delivery system, or maybe it's some static and well, something just jumped, you know, like, you know, I don't know for sure, but it just, I've never really gotten to the bottom of it. And I do suspect it's something like that. But what's this flashlight communication you're talking about?
After the flashlight, I'll come back and give you a broader explanation for the whole thing. But with the flashlights, and this goes back quite a ways now, the paranormal teams, what they would do is they would take a little pen light type flashlight, like a Maglite or something like that. And what you would do is you would unscrew the battery compartment in the back that's got the spring on it that touches the batteries, just to the point the light would turn off, and then you just a little bit, tighten a little bit till it turns on. And then you set it in the middle of the room and you ask questions just like you would, you know, a Ouija board or an EMF for.
Oh, okay. No, I've never heard of this. This sounds like fun. We'll have to do it at the next party.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. I actually broke down and built a remote controlled one. It was much easier.
Oh, okay.
You know, they'd sit there and ask questions, and the light would turn on. And you'd get that random turn on, and whatever the question was gives you that confirmation bias that, yeah, that's what it was. Well, what happens is a bad connection inside of an electrical device causes heat. And what would happen is that little spring, because it's connected, but it's not connected well, would heat up, and it would disconnect because it would tighten it. And as it cooled off and expanded, it makes that connection again.
Wait a minute. That goes the other way. You got that backwards there, I think, unless I'm thinking of the engineering, because heat expands and cold contracts.
Right. Right. Yeah. Well, basically, it's pulling that back and forth.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So based on the temperature of the room, if somebody's holding it, it randomly turns on and off. Just like a lot of other paranormal devices, they took something and broke it, and it didn't function as it was designed, therefore ghosts.
Okay.
But it's very popular, and
that sounds like fun. This brings me to another thing that we've touched on a couple of times in past shows fairly recently, and that's people getting phone calls on their cell phones from what they think is from the other side. And so I was asking, you know, questions or pointing out that, well, wait a minute. Cell phones are digital technology. You can't get a message or a phone call on a cell phone unless that signal comes in digital form. Now, what are we saying here? Are we saying that ghosts from the 1800s have learned digital technology and are able to hack cell phones now? Is that what we're saying? Because that's what would have to be the case if that's happening.
You should remind our listeners that you brought this up when we had, what, Rona Anderson was our guest?
Maybe Leslie Kane, too, I think. You know, a couple of times, right?
Okay.
And
well, I found the explanation for a lot of this stuff is exactly like you're saying it. You know, these people will go to a, you know, quote, ghost investigation and take a digital recorder, and while speaking to what they're assuming is a ghost at the location, they'll say, I want you to speak into the microphone. Or do you see the light flashing over there on this device? And, you know, if this was truly a deceased person, like you say, from the 1800s, you're speaking French to them. It makes no sense whatsoever. So to expect them to follow your instructions, number one, is a little bizarre, but number two, to understand the technology. It's just completely foreign to somebody. You know, I'll go back to an analogy that I did a little while ago that's kind of the same. Let's say you had a relative that died 35 years ago, and you're doing some sort of recording with a cell phone, and you say, there's a cell phone over there in the corner, go talk to it. It wouldn't know what a cell phone is. It wouldn't know how they work, where you talk, how you talk, why you're talking to it. So, you know, the application of technology to things, assuming that A, there's a ghost, and B, it would understand what that is just really, I don't know, unbelievable to me.
Well, I mean, even if it does know what it is, it's still...
It doesn't have a graphic.
Exactly. I mean, how do you get a digital electronic RF signal from from another realm when you don't have any cell phones in the other realm, unless there's cell phones in the other realm, in which case the other realm is exactly the same as this one. And somehow you could, you know.
We're also dealing with unknowables here. We're dealing with the unknown that we've posited as being some kind of afterlife that perhaps doesn't have any technology of its own, because how can it have technology because it is the afterlife? If you get what I mean, we're basically making a theory that therefore has to be analog, and anything involving digital support could not possibly work. But then we're assuming things above assumptions here. We're going to assume this right now. With Brian, Gene, and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump's negotiators have been working with Congress after talks with lawmakers over a massive COVID-19 bill collapsed again. President Trump says things are finally coming together.
Could be by the end of the week. They're being drawn by the lawyers right now. They work very nicely. It would be nice to be able to do it with a Democrat.
He says he has executive orders ready to go to address evictions and unemployment insurance, as well as student loans. Democratic leaders say executive orders are insufficient in meeting the needs of the pandemic. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
It doesn't cover opening of schools. It doesn't cover testing. It doesn't cover dealing with rental assistance. It doesn't cover elections. It doesn't cover so many things. There's a long list. I could go on and on and on.
This is USA Radio News. Crews have recovered the remains of 7 Marines and 1 sailor who died more than a week ago when their amphibious assault vehicle sank off the coast of California. The 15th Marine Expedition Unit said late on Friday that bodies would be transported to the Dover Air Force Base in Delaware. At that point, they'll be released to their families. 16 service members were on board the vessel when it sank July 30th near the coast of San Clemente Island. The body of Lance Corporal Guillermo Perez was immediately recovered. 7 other people survived. Officials discovered the sunken AAV and the bodies during a search on Tuesday. The Marines were investigating the cause of the sinking. Heat and humidity that are building across much of the plains and Midwest are fuel for thunderstorms that will be developing this weekend. Thunderstorms rolled across the upper Midwest on Friday, bringing heavy rain and locally strong winds to places like Duluth, Minnesota. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Nick Pope. You're listening to the Paracast.
So here, if we're talking about analog versus digital versus our world or our reality such as it is versus the afterlife, we're making assumptions of what the afterlife would be.
Exactly.
So that's why we get into this digital versus analog conundrum. Brian, what do you think?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, we're assuming that digital is the end-all be-all. And secondly, if there was an afterlife, I would hope that they had better technology than what we're currently at, because what we're at is moving fast. So, you know, one would assume. But
well, maybe it's all pure energy. It's the Q continuum. We die and we become Q.
Yeah, it's a collective consciousness, and we all become one until we're reincarnated. Yeah.
How does a collective consciousness or unconsciousness know binary programming? You know, like, it's, to me, this just does not add up. It makes no sense whatsoever.
Oh, it doesn't. Unless
we're dealing with something else. Let's suppose, just for the sake of argument, that this is actually happening, though, and people are getting these mysterious messages on their phone, then that has to say something else about the phenomena than what people think it is. It's got to be something different.
Well, and that kind of goes back to the, is something happening? Possibly. But do we know enough about it to put a label on it? No.
We would be able to, yeah, in this case, if we're talking digital technology, we're saying, yeah, we're talking digital communication.
Right.
That label we could use. We could go, we have it right here. Here's the evidence. It's digital communication.
Right.
Where it came from, I don't know.
Well, and that's what I'm saying, is you got to identify the source.
Yeah, exactly.
But one thing to step back and answer a question you asked a few minutes ago that's kind of been pounding around in the back of my head. You were talking about all of the electrical phenomena that you've been witnessing.
Oh, right. Oh. Now, for me, this is a bit of synchronicity, too, because nothing happens, and then all of a sudden, all this stuff, now, maybe it's all explainable, but then why does it happen all of a sudden? I guess it's just sheer coincidence, right?
Well, and what I was going to say is, I'll give you my example. In the past 3 months, I've had to replace a faucet on a sink, a shower head, rebuild a toilet. We've had lots of plumbing things that are completely unrelated to each other, but they're all going at the same time.
Right.
So not electrical, plumbing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if I look at that one way, I can say, you know, it was time for them to go. And, you know, looking at it, I've probably been replacing things all the time. However, just like, you know, calling up a 900 number psychic, you're only going to remember the hits. You're never going to remember the misses. We're always looking for those patterns. So when this bizarre pattern pops up and you go, hold on a minute, that just happened, and that just happened, you get this confirmation bias that it's all related. And it's probably all just absolutely coincidental that it's happening.
Yeah.
Reminds me of a story one of our guests once told on the Paracast. He's no longer with us, a guy named Jim Mosley. And he told this to me years ago and repeated it a couple of times on the show, where he's got a deck of cards in his hand and guessing what the next card will be. And then suddenly something occurs to him. Hey, I don't have to guess, I know. So for the next period of time, he was perfectly correct. And then that knowledge vanished. And he assumed that he had psychic powers for this few minutes. Of course, maybe he was just lucky and guessed the right number of cards, after which, okay, well, that was nice while it lasted. It wasn't psychic. It was a matter of chance. At some time, you're going to pick 10 cards in a row and get them right.
Well, absolutely. And
aren't you the least bit superstitious, Brian? I mean, here's
I will let a black cat walk across my path while I'm going under a ladder breaking a mirror. I'm okay with that.
Okay, but how about this, though? Okay, so I'm on my way to work, and on the news, there is a story about a person who's just been decapitated because he filled up his the tire on his truck with too much pressure on his construction site in order to carry a heavier load. So I go into work, and my boss says to me, we've got a really heavy transformer to bring in, and you need to put more air in the forklift tires in order to be able to bring it in. And I'm thinking, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm just not going to do that.
See,
now, am I being superstitious, or was the universe trying to tell me something?
You know what I would have done, Randall? I would have said, you know what? Why don't you do it?
Oh, I almost got fired. I did say that. I was hauled in before the manager and everything, but they ultimately sided with me because it's a safety issue. And we're talking 100 pounds per square inch now already, you know, on a fairly large tire. Another time, I was looking in the paper, just reading through the classifieds, which I enjoyed doing, and there was some a complimentary parachuting lesson that included a free jump. And I, on that same day, I'm driving along and I hear the story about how someone who went to one of those classes, not that particular one, it was down in the States though, jumped and his parachute failed to open. Am I going to sign up for that class? Like right after, you know, one thing after the other. It's not just a black cat at this point. It's like you either get decapitated or you hit the ground at about 120 miles an hour.
Right. See, both of those are common sense explanations of you wanted to save yourself. Regardless if you had a precursor story to that or not, it was in your best interest to not do either of them. But let me give you an example here, and we'll go back to phones, but
sure,
back to old analog phones. So there were all the stories of people saying, I was thinking about my mother, and all of a sudden the phone rang and it was her. Or I hadn't talked to my cousin in a couple of months, and the phone rang, and there they were on the phone.
Yeah. Everybody's had that happen.
Do you know how
I've got one that's weird, okay? I've got the weird Jim Moseley story again. It's so sad. He's been dead like 8 years now. And this is something we joke about, where he had a habit of calling people he claimed, and maybe he did once or twice for me. He would call people at random times, and when he called them, they were engaged in certain fun-filled acts. I'm waiting for a response to that one. Okay.
Oh, we thought there was more coming, more detail.
I think that's sufficient that he did that. And you know, I don't want to say he caught us in the act. Again, it may be a matter of predictability, you know, that the couple, you know, well, they get to sleep at 9 o'clock. You figure by 9:30 they're having a bit of fun. And that's your assumption. And maybe that was it. He was trying to pretend, look, I have this power because I do it at random times, not being predictable about it. But that's the same thing, isn't it? Kind of just adding a little bit of more sensationalism to it.
Well, and the thing is, how many times has something like that happened where there was no reason to put anything together with it, so you just didn't bother to remember it? You know, how many times did your mother call you that you weren't thinking about it?
My mother hardly ever called us after I was married, so, you know, I don't think there was anything involved there. I'm just thinking of people who called me frequently, and there weren't that many. I mean, I'm basically a hermit. Most of the phone calls I get are business calls, or, as they call it at AT&T, spam risk. Meaning they are telemarketing calls, or they are rejected completely. We're not going to reject this announcement, by the way. Brian Bonner, Gene Steinberg, J. Marandel Murphy, here in the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hello, this is John Burroughs, one of the witnesses to the Rendlesham UFO incident. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
You see, I am talking in a different voice. There is nothing wrong with your television set. We are controlling transmission for one more segment, and then Brian Bonner will be right back. Randall, go ahead, please.
Okay, here's one for you, though, on the phone thing. This has happened to me a number of times. I know what you're talking about, but here's one, and this has happened the other day. It's happened more than once. I don't know that it's repeatable. What happens is my lady friend, my girlfriend, she calls me from time to time. We live in separate locations. We've each got our own place. First of all, I've got all my ringers off so that I don't hear them ring. But I hear her voice, what I think is her voice. The phone isn't ringing. The light isn't on that indicates that it's ringing. I reach over, pick up the phone, and she's on the phone talking to me. How do you explain that?
Two possibilities.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, there's always the possibility. One of the things, and I find this in the ghost research a lot, people constantly listen for their own name to be called. Normally, if you hear somebody, they're saying, I always hear my voice being called. I always hear my name. Because we're conditioned to listen for our names. What's the first thing that ever happened? Your mother yelled at you and told you to come back to the house. So we've got that conditioning built in. Even with random noise, just listen to radio static, listen to a TV at a distance, and listen for your name, you'll hear it. So if your phone was even vibrating, it's putting off a little bit of noise, it might be enough that triggers you to say, I just heard something. And when you just hear something, your name by default is something that you're listening for, so you may perceive it as that.
I know exactly what you're talking about with the random noise, because there's a fair bit of it around here. I'm very sensitive to sound because I muck around with home recording and such. And we've got right now a lot of construction going on, and I have my windows open. You can hear there's people down the street. So when I heard what I thought was her voice, it wasn't like I could make anything specific. It was some kind of random noise, but it sounded like she was talking to me from some distance, and I thought, well, I'll just pick up the phone, and there she was.
Right.
And this has happened a number of times now. This is just too frequent to just be pure chance, or is it?
My suggestion, investigating it, would be I'm assuming that your phone is just on vibrate.
Oh, no, this is a landline. This is a regular old-fashioned.
Shut down?
This is a regular old-fashioned. It's tied to the wall. It's a hard line.
I'd say crack open the phone and make sure that the bell, because it's probably actually got a physical bell in it.
You know, it's got the cell phone sound. It's not the bell.
Oh, so it's digital?
Yeah. It's not digital, but it's got a tone sound. You know, it doesn't have an old-fashioned bell. But you're absolutely right. There is one of my phones that sound, actually, when it's ringing, even with the ringer off, it's very, very, very quiet. You can hear it when it's totally silent.
Put a switch on that speaker wire.
Well, there is one on most of them. And, I mean, I was too far away from the phone that has the defect to hear that.
Never underestimate the distance of sound.
You know, maybe. It could be possible. You know, in some cases, she hasn't even heard my phone ring on her end.
Yep.
So, anyway, that's just one that's kind of weird. Here's another. I got to ask you about this. And this goes back to, and I wanted to bring up Michael Persinger because we're talking EM.
Right.
He's proven that people can be affected by EM without a doubt, I believe. Now, I'm not sure what you think of his research, but
I like his research. With the research that we've done, we've actually documented, you know, like the two older women that I was talking about and a couple of other cases that definitely lean towards his explanation. However, at the same time, a lot of his research has been absolutely impossible to replicate. And towards the end of his life, he was making some really bizarre claims. So I think he was headed in the right direction with something, and I really wish he was around longer to continue with it, because he's kind of discredited now among the scientific community, which I think is a shame, because it really needs to be looked into more.
Yeah, absolutely. I've heard people try to discredit him, but I think those have been largely, in every case I've looked at, these have been sort of skeptics that are not as fair-minded as you are and haven't actually looked at his research or his credentials to see what he has based some of the assumptions he's made on. Some of it is really, really interesting, and I've tried to get in touch with some of his students to see if they've carried on his work, and yes, indeed, very interesting stuff. I don't know if you've ever heard of this phenomena before, but this is something that happens to me on a regular basis around my house as well. And maybe other people out there might have experienced this as well. I'd be really interested in hearing from anyone else out there who has experienced this. But you know how when you're just drifting off to sleep or you've got your eyes closed and you don't see anything that's visual in the normal sense. There's just this sense of a kind of a fog of like, you know, tiny pixels of color and stuff, right? If you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my house every once in a while, it'll settle or expand or something will happen and there'll be kind of a crack.
Right.
Well, when that happens, sometimes I see this flash right before the crack happens. It's happened dozens and dozens of times.
I'll ask a question here.
Sure.
It's into a slightly pre-sleep condition, correct?
Not always, but often, yeah.
The reason I ask is you may be conditioned that the house is making those noises. However, when you're going to sleep, there...
Oh, you're saying I'm not hearing anything. My brain is just making it up?
Well,
I've had the doorbell. I've had the phantom doorbell wake me up, so I know that that can happen.
If you're bored and on Google, look up exploding head syndrome.
Okay.
I know it sounds much worse than it is.
Yeah, I'm hoping I'm not in for that.
Yeah, but that's what they call it. And honestly, it kind of sounds like that. Just because the symptoms are right there. And basically, one of the main ones is a very loud pop or explosion, which is why they call it exploding head syndrome. As people are falling asleep, they'll get waken up by a very loud noise.
You know what? Our heads are going to explode if we don't ask you as we end this episode, where we can find more of your stuff, Brian Bonner.
You can have all sorts of fun. Come on over to RockyMountainParanormal.com. We have links off to anything and everything that we do. All of the investigations, for the most part, are written up and downloadable as PDFs, so you can have a lot of fun reading them, seeing what we've done over the years.
And you know what? When you read it, your head may explode.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We got him coming back, by the way, for after the Paracast for more discussions, more case histories, more things to explode your head with. No, I'm getting kind of raunchy here. Ladies and gentlemen, you can find us on Twitter if you look for the Paracast. You can find us on Facebook if you look for the Paracast. That sounds redundant. You can find four different categories of official branded Paracast merchandise if you go to the Paracast.shop. The Paracast.shop, great stuff. Four different logos. Randall designed some of it. We also have the Paracast Plus, which we offer a special enhanced version of this show free of the network ads, plus the infamous or famous After the Paracast podcast, where you never know what's going to happen. And Brian Bonner has agreed to bring his sandwich so he won't run out of refreshment or food and join us for this weekend's edition of After the Paracast. I don't know where the sandwich remark came. I think it was a line in that song Down Under from Men at Work, giving someone a piece of his sandwich.
Yep.
That's right. That's from Colin Hay. Anyway, I don't know where that started, but if you want to learn more about the Paracast Plus, go to the Paracast.plus. Once again, the Paracast.plus. With or without his turkey sandwich, we'll be hearing from Brian Bonner again. Thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
That was a good time.
Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.